Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On this week's episode, I am doing a solo cast all about anal sex. Yes, you heard that right. It is still Anal August, and we are going to be talking even more about anal sex, how to do it if you haven't explored it before in your life, some tips, tricks, and kind of everything that you really need to know. So this episode is jammed packed. Before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you about my Sexy Box. Sexy Box is the quarterly subscription box with all of the hottest intimacy enhancement products. This Sexy Box is valued at over $100 and it's yours for only $74.99. And trust me, usually they are worth way more than $100. Highly recommend getting yours right away. To get your Sexy Box, go to sexybox.jordandonnell.com. Link is in the bio. I also wanted to tell you about my new swag that is out. I have created some new shirts, vaginas, vulvas, and vibrators. Oh my, I masturbated today, manifesting dope shit, and it's just a vibe. There are some awesome new shirts out there that you will want to wear to represent and support the Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators podcast. So go to swag.jordandonnell.com to get yours today. Link will also be in the bio. Today's episode is all about anal sex. I am telling you my tips and tricks to help you have the best experience. There is so much when it comes to anal sex, and I know a lot of people are like, ooh, no, that's not for me. I don't do that. That's only an exit. Okay, fine. May not be for you, but don't yuck somebody's yum. Everybody has their own interests, and don't rule it out until you've given it a try. Trust me. I used to be a hardcore no. For me personally, it's not my favorite thing, but it is not off the menu entirely. So I wanted to share with you kind of some things that I have learned throughout the years that have made a difference. One of my biggest tips for you is you always want to use a lubricant. The anal cavity does not self-lubricate, so using a lubricant is going to make it a hell of a lot more comfortable. First of all. And the type of lubricant that you use is really important. You don't want to use a lubricant that is going to be absorbed into the anal canal, like a water-based lubricant. You want to use either a silicone-based or an oil-based lubricant that is going to line the anal canal and not get absorbed. My favorite for this is going to be Pure Pleasure from Pure Romance. Highly recommend it. For anal sex, I also recommend it for water play. So showers, jacuzzis, hot tubs, whatever you're doing, that is your go-to lubricant. The other thing when it comes to anal sex is a lot of people think that the only position it can be done in is doggy style. And that is a lie. There are so many different positions to do anal in. One of my recommendations, if you are newer to anal or are interested in exploring it, is start in a spooning position. This allows you a lot more control so that if they're going a little bit too fast, you're uncomfortable, you're able to pull away, unlike doggy style. Another great position for this is you on top. And I know a lot of people always look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them this, but you on top, yes, those Megan Thee Stallion knees do come in a little bit handy here, but that gives you a little bit more control again so that you're controlling the depth, you're controlling the speed, you're controlling all of that so that it can be balls in your court, I guess, technically. It can be all in your hand or it can be however you want it to be. The other recommendation I have for you is don't just go from finger to penis. Try using toys. That is always a really fun way to explore the anal cavity as well. You can have a vibrating toy, you can have a non-vibrating toy, but whatever toy you use in the anal cavity must have a base on it. And the reason for this is the anal cavity is meant to suck. So if you don't have a base on it, it potentially could get sucked into your rectum and into your colon ultimately and require surgical removal. This happens all the time. If that happens, it does require an ER visit. So highly, highly, highly recommend only inserting things that are meant for anal insertion, so things with a base. Another really important tip I have for you is communicating with your partner. Having a word that you use, could be pineapples like Kevin Hart or whatever word you like, that you use that signifies that this is too much, I need you to pause, stop. You could use stop, you could use red light, you could use pineapples, you can use whatever works best for you. Shoot, you can use avocado, whatever. But those are all things that you can say to your partner so that they know, hey, I need a break, this isn't working, I want to try something else. Communication is so important when it comes to sex and intimacy in general, but it is also important when it comes to the anal cavity because I like to tell ladies there is a 1 inch a minute rule. So anal sex is going to be a very slow process. You don't just put it all in and go for it. You want to take your time. And this allows the anal cavity to stretch and allows for you to kind of adjust and feel comfortable with what's going on. So strongly recommend only penetrating 1 inch a minute and make it a very slow process so that you are taking your time to really enjoy all of this. My other advice for you is whatever you do, don't go from the back door, don't go from the anal cavity to the vagina. That is your number one way of getting bacterial vaginosis, yeast infections, some type of infection that is not going to feel good. There is a lot of bacteria in the anal cavity. You got E. coli that's digging around in there. You put that in your vagina, you're gonna have an infection. So don't do that. Something else to keep in mind when it comes to anal sex is that, yes, you can still get STIs. Would encourage using condoms, even if you're in a monogamous relationship, to help prevent the bacteria spread. The other thing that I love to talk about with anal is using toys while your partner is inserted vaginally so that you get that double penetration sensation, which can be really fun and hot. So that's something else to consider when it comes to playing with your anal cavity and things like that. This podcast is a super short solo cast. I haven't done one in a while, and I have been loving having guests on kind of share their opinion and enjoying that conversation a lot. So I hope to do a few more solo casts here in the future for you, but I hope you enjoyed today and stay tuned for next week's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping, you are supporting this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again, and see you next episode.